Connor, kind of your response or thoughts on what's happened here with Pav joining in and kind of where things are at for you and Hutch?
You know, I don't think things change too much. I think we're just going to go out there and get better every day and make sure that we are at our best every day. And yeah, the days we're not, we're making sure we're getting better at the parts we need to.
Were you surprised to hear that Andre had been called up?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think no matter when a player joins, you're a little surprised. It's nice because we get along with Pavs great, so I think it's going to be a good relationship we have.
Do you take that as a message to you and Michael, though?
Yes and no. I'm not changing my everyday routine. I'm going to go out and get better like I have been, and I'm going to keep working hard, and I don't think I've changed since the day I got here, and I don't plan on changing.
You understand that the goaltending hasn't been good enough in the view of management, and that's why they're recalling Andre?
I mean, that's your opinion. Like I said, I'm getting better every day, and I think I'm 10 times better now than when I first came here in the season. And I've gone through a pretty big learning curve that I've never really faced in my career. And I think knowing what I know now, if I could start at the beginning of the season, I think I'd be a much more stronger goaltender.
What have you learned?
Well, I've learned the ups and downs, and you can't grip it too tight and you can't get too low. You really got to play a relaxed game, and you really can't let things bother you too much. And, the small details, they really count in this league. You might be able to get away with one in other leagues, but in this one, it's really going to pay.
Is it different being a starter than, I mean, sure, when you've been called up or you're backing up? Is it different when kind of there's more maybe expectation, weight on your shoulders?
Oh, it depends if you put it on you. And I think as a young goaltender, you can put that on in your shoulders. You can try to do more and more and more when really you're here because of the way you play. And you got to get back to the basics, and you got to get back to what you do best, and that's just playing your game. You can't try to take everyone else's little details and try to put them into your game. You just got to work on what you can do best.
How much has the goaltenders needed the team to play better in front of them?
I think as a team, we all have more to give. You can't really point your fingers at anyone. Maybe this calling up can point our fingers at us, and you know what, we're going to take that as strong humans, and we're going to get back at it, and we're going to get better every day. So you can point the finger at us all you guys want, but I'm going to promise you that we're going to get better, and we're going to be better by the end of the season.
That mental toughness, developing that, is that almost tougher for a goaltender than just the technical stuff that you've been doing since you were 7, 8 years old?
Well, if you would have asked me at the beginning of the season, I would have been like, no. But now I think there really is a big mental jump from any league to this league, and you gotta know yourself to the fullest, and you gotta be very content with yourself. And I think I'm getting there, and I really like where my game is at right now. I'm really relaxed, and the last two games have really opened my eyes and made me see the little things that I'm gripping it too tight. And you know, I think I'm a lot better goaltender now, and I made some big strides in the last few days, and I don't think I'm going to let the same mistakes happen again.
You talked about the lessons that you've learned over the season. Is there a lesson to be learned from this situation?
Oh, there's lessons to be learned from every situation, even from a shutout night. There's lessons to be learned. Like I was saying earlier, you guys can point your fingers at us and say you guys need to be better, and that's okay because we're going to be better, and we're going to work even harder now. And if this is the push that we needed, it's definitely a pretty big push.
I think some people would probably be surprised, Connor, to hear you say that you like the way you've played the last couple games, just with the way that it's gone. Mm-hmm. The goals, what is it then that you would use as an example to people that you've liked of your game?
You know, I usually judge a game based on how I feel going into it, how my mental game is, and how I'm tracking pucks, and how I'm kind of visualizing the game. And that's all been really good in the last couple games. And like I said, I gripped it a little too tight and made a mistake here, and maybe some bad luck here and there. And, you know, when you put all that together, it ends up getting me pulled. But like I said, I felt good going into the game. And as long as I have that, I know I'm a good enough goaltender that I can bounce back from anything.
Can you learn from Pav, who's been around for a long time at this level, for however long he's here, both on and off the ice, too?
Well, I'll tell you in about a week. I'm going to watch him because I said we all get along great, and he's a great guy. And, you know, hopefully we can get this team going in the right pace.
Has your confidence wavered at all, Connor, as far as your ability or your confidence to be a bona fide number one in this league?
No. In that aspect, no, because I know I belong in this league, and I know how good I am, and I know how good I'm going to become. We can let this little, whatever you want to call it, hinder me a little bit, but it's not going to set me back at all. I'm going to keep pushing forward, and I'm going to keep getting better. And like I said, I really like where my game is right now, and I'm going to keep getting better. And I know there's room to keep improving, and if that's the case, then I can really, really take this somewhere.